T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Welcome everyone to this episode of the Palmetto Guardian. I'm Sergeant Chelsea Weaver. Today we have a studio full of guests, but before we get into today's episode, I do want to reiterate that we are doing just audio currently while we wait for the studio to go under construction. So thank you for coming and listening again. Thank you for being patient with us during this time. But we are still posting this on YouTube. We just have a beautiful graphic of these lovely faces versus the video of them. And I know they're super excited to be here today. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then we're just going to go into today's topic.
All right, good morning. I'm Lieutenant Tirza Hopp. I am the Holistic Health and Fitness, so the H2F coordinator for the state of South Carolina. On the civilian side, I'm an athletic trainer, so I worked in the high school setting, and then I worked at Fort Jackson as an athletic trainer under the H2F program for the active duty Army. And now I'm full-time as an ADOS position here in the Guard.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Specialist Gunner. I am the NCOIC for H2F. I mostly help out with the social media platforms and keep everything rolling. Guard side, I'm enjoying it, loving it.
Hey, my name is Daryl Hammond. I am the health and wellness lead coach. We have seven coaches across the state, and we're here to be a part of the H2F system.
Awesome. Well, thank you all so much for being here today. I know we have a lot to talk about. So before we get started, ma'am, can you kind of explain what H2F is? And I know before we started recording, we were talking about how H2F and the health and wellness program are two separate things. So can you kind of explain what H2F is and then how the health and wellness kind of plays a role into that?
Definitely. So H2F, what it stands for is Holistic Health and Fitness, and it's the Army's big newest initiative to really bring the readiness up of individual soldiers or service members and the units as a whole. So it is really made up of five domains: the spiritual domain, mental domain, physical, nutrition, and sleep. Those are all the areas that H2F is focused on. Underneath that big umbrella, we have several programs. In South Carolina, it's awesome. We already cover a lot of those programs in service member family care. One example of that is the health and wellness program. We've also got the family program. We have all of the behavioral health. We've got assistance with other mental health. What else do we have?
We're sort of tied in with the chaplain's group as well for spirituality.
So health and wellness kind of is a very small part of what H2F as a whole consists of.
100%. I like to think of H2F in two ways. One is an umbrella. Mm-hmm. Underneath the umbrella of holistic health and fitness, you have health and wellness, behavioral health, all these other programs, right? The other way you can look at it is like a chain-linked fence. H2F is the chain that links all of these programs together. That's a good way of...
Yeah, very visual way to think of it. So... what exactly does H2F do for service members then? Like, because, I mean, we have had the health and wellness team come and we've done videos and talked to them about what they offer. But, like, what do you guys do for service members as far as H2F?
So, really, in the National Guard, what H2F can do for service members is it can act as kind of a liaison, a SME for all of these different areas. So, all of the components: physical, nutrition, mental, spiritual, and sleep, right? So, if a soldier comes to me, and let's say that they're a flagged soldier, or you are a leader and you have a soldier that is flagged, you can come to me and I'll refer you out to these different resources that we have. All at the same time, I can also provide some assistance, just because that's part of the umbrella, is that I am also a SME in all of these areas.
So, makes sense. Yeah. So Daryl, how does health and wellness kind of play into that? Like, I'm assuming that there's another avenue so that if you have service members coming to you with concerns about maybe they're flagged for PT or heightened weight, but then you get to know them and you realize that they're having these other issues that they might need more resources for, then you can refer them to H2F? Or, like, yeah. How do you guys kind of work together?
So I think the idea is that H2F is a platform or a system in which it's very much like the service member and family care network already is established, because there's so many pieces that tie together. You know, if we talk with a soldier about struggles with their fitness routine, we find out that they don't have a, maybe they don't have a job, or maybe they have three jobs. They don't have time. They don't have the resources to go do, get into a program, or they're just overburdened with work. So we connect them with their employment services to try to find a way to eliminate some of those issues they have with getting into a new a fitness platform. If they're a truck driver, if they have other things going on where they're, maybe they're a police officer or they work shift work and it's hard to get nutritional food as opposed to just stopping someplace at a fast food restaurant. How can we tie those pieces together, have them talk to one of our coaches about nutrition benefits and what they can do to either meal plan or to find the resources local to them? We can connect them with Fort Jackson and their
Wellness Center
about nutrition program out there as well. So the idea of us being a part of the H2F system is critical to overall success of a soldier. What H2F is trying to do is take a soldier and look at them as a human being, not just someone who's trying to pass a PT test. We're trying to help them get through life, and getting them through life connects them with resources that we have in SMFC. That's a big part of the umbrella that the system of H2F carries. You know, with nutrition, with fitness, mental health, spirituality, and sleep. And we don't talk a whole lot about sleep because it's one of those things where it's hard to require a soldier to get more sleep when they're not on a duty station. And so what can we do as an organization to help them just realize there are other things they can do, what things they can think about how they can increase their sleep, which helps into the overall performance. So I think the idea that health and wellness is one of the pieces of the H2F system, but it all works together to try to make a better person as a part of being in the National Guard.
So, Specialist Gunter, you are pretty brand new to the Guard, correct?
I am.
So, going through basic training, AIT, coming back, now you're full-time helping assist with this H2F program or system. Correction.
All right.
What kind of value do you see in this program for service members, and like in ways that it can help improve all these different things that it offers?
So the first thing that I am noticing right now as soon as I got back is the physical and nutritional part. Because I'm not going to lie, as soon as I got back, I wanted to eat snacks, snack around. I'm not eating at the DFAC no more. And being at a longer AIT, my sleep schedule was messed up a lot. So I'm now focusing on sleep a lot more. And during basic and AIT, it was kind of that shock culture where you're not getting as much sleep and you're more focused on the task at hand. Then during AIT, because you're not getting enough sleep or you're trying to get to a sleep schedule, you want to do more. So instead of going to bed at 9, which would probably get you your 8 hours of sleep because you got to wake up at 4 in the morning, I want to stay up and, I don't know, game or talk to my buddies. So it was kind of, instead of that 8 hours of sleep, you're getting around 6 to 7, and you're not going to instantly fall asleep as soon as you lay in bed. Nutritional, the DFAC did very well. Not saying the food was great, but got back, started eating a lot of pizza. I gained weight, I'm not going to lie. You're not doing PT every morning either. So coming back full time or long-term orders, I have now been starting to focus more on my nutrition. I'm now counting my protein, calories, such as that. And H2F has really helped me out with that. And physical-wise, we're starting these new programs that I am really happy to assist in, is these physical challenges that we are having every month, like deadlift challenges, pull-up challenges, just to get back into the habit of starting to work out or PT more.
So since this program has started, what kind of results have you seen from service members that you've worked with who have gone through the H2F system or through health and wellness?
I'm going to kind of defer this over to Mr. Hammond, because it's more, like I said, H2F is more like that system where we're going to act as the liaison to get people the resources that they need, especially in the National Guard. But we are going to be starting these classes, and through these classes, we're going to certify people to measure people that are flagged, or measure people that have failed height and weight. Mm-hmm. So that's one way that we can bring actual results into the organization. But as far as working with individual soldiers, that's something that we would refer out to, for example, Mr. Hammond. So he can tell you about the results that they've had, the number of flagged soldiers that they've been able to assist with.
So as part of our program, our contract requires us to reach out to soldiers that are flagged for the ACFT or for the ABCP, the Army Body Composition Program. And we reach out to them to kind of get them some ideas or recommendations. It's a free resource for us. And so part of the program allows us to, when we go to brief a unit someplace this past weekend, I was in Graniteville, and we talk about things they can do. And we prefer they reach out to us because we're a free resource we can help them with. But if they don't have the access to us, if they don't prefer, they have, there's a guy there who's in the unit who has his own gym. And we can't endorse soldiers like that, but we also encourage soldiers that are there to reach out to someone as local to them, someone they know, someone they trust, and that's okay. The idea for us is to get the word out about options they have for improving their overall fitness, for improving their overall nutrition, for improving a sleep program, for making it so they're a better person overall. Because the idea is that, you know, it costs a ton of money to get someone retrained in the organization if we lose them for being flagged, and so they leave the organization, or if they're just frustrated with the system, and so after 6 years, a first-termer, they leave. So what can we do to provide them with resources that encourages them to be there, that encourages teamwork, that encourages them being at drill to do things they're supposed to do, so when it does come time for them to go down range, they're prepared. It's been great for me to see the results from the health and wellness program, and I'm very excited about what H2F is going to do to encourage even more participation, because it is more than just height and weight. It is more about nutrition. It's more than just fitness. It's a whole system of how we encourage people to be better people. And so I think H2F is going to allow us, as the word gets out about the things they do, I think this ABCP class they're putting on over the next 2 months is going to get more recognition of the H2F system. And once we get those things rolling, I believe it's going to be even a better asset for our soldiers.
So, I mean, I'm full-time, so I'm in the Army a lot. And I see the flyers and stuff everywhere. And they're pretty cool looking, I'm not going to lie. But what kind of stuff are you guys doing to push out the H2F and to get the word to service members? So can you kind of talk on that?
So a big thing that we're doing right now is our social media platform. We are constantly posting our new newsletters. And every Tuesday we're making a post. Now we're trying to push it on to Fridays as well a little bit for our workout challenges. But more in person, we have battle handoffs where we try to introduce these new soldiers who are service members who just came back from AIT and introduce them to the H2F program. So kind of get the foot in the door, if not to be like me and just overeat, and also to help them out so they could possibly spread the word.
Yep, we also put out newsletters, a monthly newsletter, and it kind of covers each of those five domains, so that we can at least push out just a little bit of information to these soldiers. I mean, ultimately, like Mr. Hammond and Gunner have both said, you know, our job is to make sure that these soldiers become better people at the end of this. We want to reach all components of this soldier's well-being, especially focusing on that spiritual and mental portion. You can't underestimate the value of that. There's a big problem in our service members right now with stress, work-life balance. Holistic health and fitness can really help out a lot with that. That learning how to handle negative stress and put it into a positive perspective. That's the kind of information that we're pushing out in our monthly newsletters. We also, as Mr. Hammond stated, we're going to be teaching some courses coming up. We are going to be certifying the attendees to actually tape in accordance with doctrine. But in addition to that, we're going to be teaching about those five components of H2F. How can leaders in a unit use this information, take it back, and help their soldiers? Whether they're flagged or they're not flagged, it's useful information for them. We hold a Wellness Wednesday course here at Bluff Road Armory. So if there are local service members that want to attend that, that's at 1600 every Wednesday afternoon. We'll start incorporating more activities of that nature. We are collaborating with the Reserve H2F, so the U.S. Army Reserves, and they're going to be helping us with our ABC classes that we're putting on. And they're going to be holding some other events too, and we try to push out their information because they have access to different resources, different faces.
Now, since you've been here since it kind of started in a sense, and you've been, or?
Well, I started in July of last year.
Okay, gosh, it seems so much longer than that.
I know, it really does. I was thinking about that the other day. Working with Mr. Hammond and Gunner every day.
Oh, no. Challenging. For us.
Years. No, so the H2F mm-hmm. system has been in place by the Big Army for several years, and they really ramped things up pretty recently. when the ACFT came out, the H2F program was super zoned in on that physical portion, right? Which I think is where the misconception that health and wellness and H2F are synonymous terms. And they're not synonymous terms, but they do work very closely together. Okay, but that happened, and for about 2 years, that's what the focus really was. But when I came in July, my goal by the end of FY24 is for every unit in the South Carolina National Guard to know what H2F is and to understand the value that it can bring to the organization. So we're kind of ramping up and not just focusing on that physical component.
Gotcha. Since you have been pushing this and like now Specialist Gunner is helping with social media and you guys are doing all these different things, have you seen a spike in interest or with service members coming to you trying to get these resources?
100%.
Okay.
Yes, I have. I get emails on a daily basis, calls on a daily basis. I visited a unit and helped them out last weekend. I've made contact with another unit. I'm going to go out and just teach some classes, help them understand a little bit about what H2F is. If there are units that need help with the ACFT, they've reached out to me. So the answer is yes.
Awesome.
Long-winded answer for a short question. I'm sorry.
No. The more information, the better. Because, like, it's good to hear that the work that you're doing is actually making a difference and getting out there, because we have the same issue with public affairs. I mean, I've been here for 7 years, and there's still people who don't know what public affairs is. They still don't know we have a YouTube. They don't know all these things, and it just blows my mind because how much content we push out and how we go to all these meetings and talk to leadership and going out to the units and seeing the soldiers and the airmen and like telling them all this information, and it's still not reaching everybody. And it's frustrating sometimes because we do these types of things for the soldiers and the airmen to push the information out to them, so that because MDA soldiers, they're not going to get everything that the full-time staff is getting. And I've been on both sides, so I completely get it. And that's why we want to make sure that they are able to access everything that they need so that they have all the resources to be able to do the things they need to do to have, whether they stay in for just one term or if they decide to make this a lifelong thing. Like, we want them to have the same resources that the full-time staff has access to, because it's all the same in a way. But like, I'm glad that people are actually hearing about the program, using the resources that you have, and contacting you to be able to connect them with the other resources that are out there.
Exactly.
So like, it's good to see that like it's actually working and that you guys are getting the results that you're trying to push for.
We can always use more results though. So I mean, our goal ultimately, like I know Mr. Hammond's passionate about this. I'm passionate about it. Specialist Gunner's passionate about it, is helping service members. I mean, that's why you do what you do. So if there are individual service members that need help, they can reach out. Units can reach out.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, could each of you explain where people can go to get these resources, your different platforms that you post stuff on, ways they can contact you? That way we can kind of get that out of the way so we don't forget about it. Because I know that these are two separate things. So that way, if they need to contact H2F versus health and wellness or vice versa, if we can just put that out there for everybody.
Go ahead, Luke. Tell them about our stuff.
So a big way to actually get in contact with us is Instagram. With our Instagram, we always post QR codes. We also have a link to our actual site. It's our Google site. For the service members, you can personally email us to help get on our SharePoint to find out more information. With our Instagram, any post that we make, I will tag South Carolina Health and Wellness, South Carolina Army National Guard. If there's any other social media platforms to help with service members, I'll also add those. Usually any video we post, you just tap on it, and then you can follow through there. You can personally DM us, and we will help any further with that.
Just to elaborate on that real quick, we've created a Google site for MDA soldiers, because in order to access a SharePoint, which we do have, you have to have CAC access, right? So we've taken that same information and we've put it into a Google site. So if you're MDA or if you're full-time, everybody should have access to this information in addition to the social media.
And now, what is the Instagram handle for you guys?
It is South Carolina H2F.
Okay, perfect. Simple and easy. Now, are you guys adding a page to our website? about H2F?
Yes. So on the South Carolina National Guard website, there's a page that goes directly to our Google site.
Okay, gotcha.
And on that Google site, you can also access Instagram. You can access health and wellness. You can access service member family care.
We have similar products tied to the South Carolina National Guard website. We start there with health and wellness. We also have an Instagram account, which is South Carolina HW, very similar to what the H2F handle is. We have a Facebook page, the South Carolina National Guard Health and Wellness. We'll connect you with our Facebook page. And when this first started about having a social media platform, was the idea was that the Facebook page is more for people like me, a little older. Mm-hmm. And an Instagram account was more for the younger crowd, which has been very beneficial. So we're getting more likes. It's gaining lots of popularity. It's fun to see some reactions through the process. I like seeing the posts that come from H2F that R&R also sends some things out that we post. Mm-hmm. And the idea is trying to find a way to reach the service members out there. Lieutenant Hopp is doing a fantastic job of reaching out to the TAG staff. We're finally going to have H2F is going to be part of next year's YTG as an annex. And so that gets some directive that goes right to the commanders about notification or a realization about what H2F system is. And that is a direct link back to us and health and wellness and nutrition and mental health and spirituality and in sleep, and then ties right back into service member and family care with employment and military funeral honors and ID cards and operations. So this system out there for H2F has been a great link for us to do. I think because it's new, it's going to garner more access and more use by our younger soldiers. And that's, you know, it's one thing for us to go out and find someone who's more mature in the system. They've been in for 10 or 15 years, and they sort of know what the systems are that are out there. But really connecting with the younger soldier to get them past that first term, to get them through the struggles they have. They come back from AIT, and they go from working out. It's like Specialist Gunner said, you're in a program where you're working out or doing something physically fit for, I don't know, 6 months up to a year. And then you come back, and you go to work someplace, or you've got a family to raise, and so you sort of lose sight of that. And I think seeing others around you that do the same things you do when they wear the uniform, is that you see other soldiers out there that find a way to work out a couple of days a week, that find a way to have a conversation about how to be better nutritionally, to find a way to work some more sleep into this, to have reach out to someone about mental health concerns. And so I'm very excited about what H2F brings to the program. I'm extremely excited and very happy that Lieutenant Hopp has been the one that's driving this train, because she has like a world view of what a better person looks like, because H2F does generate that as a part of a system. And so it's really been encouraging to see, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen next in the H2F system.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for putting all that information out. And for those who are listening or watching, M-Day Soldiers, the South Carolina National Guard website is scguard.ng.mil. You can access it on a civilian computer. The domain has changed within the last couple years, so I think a lot of people still get that confused with the skip page and all the SharePoint. Like, there's too many different ways to explain different things. So like the South Carolina National Guard website is scguard.ng.mil. All this information will be down in the show notes with all the links and all that, so that whoever is trying to get in contact with you guys, they can just click on the link versus having to search for you. But with that, is there anything else that we haven't really discussed or touched on that you would like to mention before we kind of close out?
The only thing I'd like to say is that H2F is really going to be growing in the Army. It's a big initiative by active duty Army, as well as the Guard and the Reserves. So there are going to be H2F integrators and units. So eventually, units are going to have these assets right there at the company level, which will be really awesome. But until that happens, always feel free to reach out to us, Lieutenant Hopp, Specialist Gunner, Mr. Hammond. We are here to help. Truly, our passion is service members. If you need anything for any of those domains, mental, spiritual, physical, nutrition, or sleep, please reach out. If we don't have the answers, we'll get you answers.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for taking the time to come talk with me today. I know it was a lot of information, but that's why this type of platform is very beneficial, because you can listen to it as many times as you need to and go back to it, and you can listen to old stuff. So with that, again, thank you everybody for being so patient with us during this transitional period, and continue to come back for our content. We're still going to be pushing stuff out, but if you have any questions or want to get information, more information about these two the HF system and the health and wellness program. Make sure I get that right. Definitely check out the links in the show notes and reach out to them and to get more information. So if you guys like this video, make sure you give it a big thumbs up. If you haven't subscribed to our channel, make sure you hit the subscribe button, and we will catch you guys in the next episode.